This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Page is more like Inspector Gadget than he is Jason Bourne or James Bond. Trump never met him. Trump never had a conversation with him. I'm sure he's been on the FBI's radar for a long time, well before 2016.
All right, that is Trent Gowdy talking about Carter Page. In the midst of so many other things that are happening out of D.C., this man's name became the feast, almost like Shark Week, for the talking heads over the weekend. How are you, everybody? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, on the road broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Florida. Carter Page, by the way, denied being a Russian agent as they are urging, I say they, people on the Hill, urging the president to act toward the Kremlin. You heard what Trey Gowdy said there. The Inspector Gadget comment was actually pretty funny. But because of the fact that there's been this massive data dump, I think that's part of what it is. So Congressman Trey Gowdy said Carter Page was just a bumbling detective. He wasn't a secret agent after the Justice Department on Saturday released a bunch of documents that were supposed to be, or once were, top secret relating to the wiretappings of Page. And he's no Jason Bourne, is what Gowdy went on to say. The documents were heavily redacted in most places, that there were giant pieces of the documents that were gone, so it's tough to piece some of this together. The FBI believes Page has been the subject of targeted recruitment by the Russian government. That was written in all of that material. So the surveillance of Page has become a very contentious tug of war between Republicans and Democratic lawmakers. Republicans allege that the FBI had abused its surveillance powers and improperly obtained a warrant. The Democratic lawmakers say that Republicans alleged that the FBI had abused its surveillance powers and improperly retained a warrant, and that's nonsense. So his name keeps coming up again and again and again. I don't know that for now, while the Russian probe especially is going on, I think that's completely put on a back burner. Sad news as we start and move in a couple of different directions, like a wave where the current pulls you one way and then goes another. On this show, you will never be bored. The conversations about Russia, spies, everything else, put that on hold for a second. At least 9 people shot in Toronto. The shooter is dead, according to police. And I'm thinking to myself, we certainly have dealt with this before, right? And now we're talking about a similar situation. They're trying to figure out what was the motives, but 9 people, I'll mention again, were injured. It happened about 10 o'clock Eastern in a Greektown neighborhood in Toronto. A lot of tourists go there. The witnesses that were around at the time say it sounded like 20 shots or so, all repeatedly, and then some more gunfire in the background. Victims went to the trauma centers throughout the city, and witnesses who saw it say they were just another sleepy night, and they were with family or friends or by themselves when they heard what sounded like firecrackers. And we know that that's what, often in the distance, that's what it sounds like when there is some sort of gun fire. So any kind of horrific violence like that, where innocents are hurt, is despicable. This we know, this we talk about all the time on the show. And speaking of despicable, similar situation, a standoff, though, 4 hostages, somebody died in the middle of it. Trader Joe's in Los Angeles erupts over the weekend. The sad part about this is the people in the way, the innocent people in the way, that's what's so awful. $2 million bond. The shooter is in custody. Is in custody. Here's a shocker for you at the top, moving from the tragedy of the suspect in the deadly Trader Joe's standoff being held on that bail to people killed in the duck boat tragedy. They weren't wearing life jackets when they were found. Life jackets could have made a difference in some choppy, horrible weather. Instead, the tin boat, it looks like a tin boat to me, just goes down and 17 people lose their lives in Missouri. And it's Branson. So the Ride the Ducks Branson has these amphibious World War II vehicles. 31 people were on board when it set out to Table Rock Lake. And when the weather turned ugly and they were going, that's when disaster struck. They were told, the passengers that survived say, before the trip, that there was a storm coming. And they mentioned life jackets, but were told you won't need them, so don't grab them, even though he did mention something about them. I have a feeling this could get ugly quickly, and can you blame the people, the families of the people who died? If you look at it from the outside, it's not if you look it up from the outside or the inside, it's just absolutely horrific. But investigators are looking into whether any criminal acts were committed with this, because maybe not. The National Transportation and Safety Board is there looking at what happened and trying to figure out the cause of the sinking of the duck boat. If they could have gotten up to get their jacket, could more people have survived that? That's immediately what I think. The boat sank 40 feet and then rolled into an area 80 feet deep. The victims from 1 to 76 years old. Ooh. 1 to 76. I wonder how this will affect duck tours across America. Very popular in Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia, and Boston. Popular in the Midwest as well, and I know that they're sprinkled about throughout the United States. But if the boats are dangerous or too many people are there, and then you add that element to a perfect storm and you have massive chaos. Massive, massive chaos. As we continue down odds and ends and that path, what was the big news the last couple of days? It had to be some of what I've already mentioned, the tragedy with the duck boat, people shaking their heads, wanting to know more about it. But it is like being on a ride. You're up high and then the splashdown is usually their money shot when you hit the water. So hitting the water, dropping, and then traveling down the river or the lake is what cost these people their lives. Definitely. Which has led a former National Transportation Safety Board chairman to say, maybe we should ban the duck boat tours. Maybe we should ban them. Think about that for a few minutes. And then I'll see you on the other side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is going to be.
Thanks for hanging with us for another edition of Odds and Ends here on America Tonight. Coming up, a conversation with Georgia Carroll, who's written a terrific book about something that she believes in deeply and what she's seen that has happened in her life because of her strong faith. And that's coming up in our next segment. But as we motor through here, a couple of quick things for Odds and Ends. You know, we talked about some of the big things already. I had to mention them to fill in the blanks, of course, and it is the buzz in the backyard. This is what America Tonight is about. And to me, the Trader Joe standoff fits right in there as well. And the Trader Joe standoff was another horrific moment of violence where somebody goes in and here a man who shot his grandmother led police on this chase to the Trader Joe's supermarket. A woman gets shot and killed. He gets arrested. He's held on that $2 million bail in Los Angeles. But, you know, you had 4 hours in between while there was this debate of how to figure it out, take him down, which is normal. And it did happen, thank goodness, but what a horrible thing for those people. Then on the brighter side, Francesco Molinari has won the British Open. It was a thrilling weekend of golf and a very tough course. Tiger Woods got himself in the hunt, but Molinari's 2 under par 69. won his, you know, was enough for him to win a major championship in a very tough course. He finished 8-under for 72 holes. Bogey-free rounds over the weekend, I think, were part of what led to the claret jug by those two shots. There were some interesting people in the hunt, including Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy and Kevin Kisner. They were also right there. And then Tiger Woods shot a 71, finished 5-under to tie for 6th. He was his playing partner. What a moment for Molinari, and the crowd responded as much as they wanted to see Tiger Woods come back, and he did, but not enough to win it. Then there is this flap over a woman named Maria Butina. Did you ever hear that name? She is you've certainly heard it lately. She is a Russian citizen accused of attempting to infiltrate political organizations. Shocker, right? Because that doesn't happen. Of course it happens. But here's the scoop on her specifically. She got financial support from a Russian billionaire with ties to U.S. energy and technology firms. Now, this is the Washington Post investigating this. Butina, just 29, was arrested last weekend. She was charged with trying to influence groups like the National Rifle Association. In April, Butina told the Senate Intelligence Committee that Konstantin Nikolov, a Russian billionaire, was the guy who provided the money for a guns right group that she represented. A spokesperson for the billionaire said that he was in contact with her, but didn't confirm whether he offered the money or not. Also, what's happening across the country is people are complaining about the heat. So we go from the sad tragedies to complaints about the heat. Is this something new? No, it's not. But I got 15 different emails with people actually telling me what the temperature was, where they were, and what it felt like. The cake goes to Tom, who was listening to us in Dallas. He said, over the weekend, it felt like it was 115 degrees. That is hot, my friends, 115 degrees. So heat is not just heat when it's that feeling of feeling suppressed by it, but it happens, right? It happens. Then there was this story that was pointed out to me, and of course I was aware of Comic-Con, always a big deal in San Diego. It's a who's who of people who are into, you know, comics and the heroes, and the stars were certainly there as well for this San Diego showdown. John Cena was there, and there were others that were members of Guardians of the Galaxy. The director, James Gunn, was there, and boy, oh boy, and he even had a little scrutiny, a little controversy from some tweets that surfaced, some older tweets. I mean, there's kind of a lesson to this, right? Famous people making public appearances, people digging up things about them. Now with the world we live in social media, whatever it is you put out there, you better own it, because whatever you put out there is going to hang out there for a long time. Enough that it'll come back and bite you if you're not careful. Speaking of that, a Ritz is just a Ritz unless it's recalled. And this is scary. The last thing I ever want to get, and I'm sure the rest of you, is salmonella poisoning. Well, some Ritz cracker products have been recalled because of the risk of salmonella. And this is frightening to me. So the maker of the cracker announced a voluntary recall of some of the products. They're saying they contain whey powder, which the whey supplier has recalled because of the salmonella risks. So it affects everything from Ritz cheese cracker sandwiches, Ritz bacon cracker sandwiches with cheese, Ritz whole wheat cracker sandwiches, white cheddar cheese, everything Ritz that you can think of. It is frightening, because you may have those crackers, not knowing it, just in your cupboard and not thinking, pull them down, and who knows. It's the food process, and they're checking it out, but it has to do with the whole processing thing. Because on this show we talk tech. There's a lot of tech to talk about, and it includes the story that I happen to see that I know many of you might appreciate if you're trying to sell things. I was thinking, what do people do in this audience? They list things on Craigslist sometimes. I know that for me, the others listed a few things on Craigslist in the past, and they've sold, and the people who came to get them were usually really super good people. There is a discussion about, ooh, people come to your place, did you meet them someplace else? But Craigslist was it. Now, there are other ways. So, there are other apps and ways to get to the marketplace. And one of them is called Marketplace, which is on Facebook. So people take pictures of the clothing, etc., and apparently with the photos and what the amount is that they're asking, this has been a pretty successful way for some people to take what is their trash and is a treasure to somebody else and make it a reality. So unlike Craigslist, there's a thing called Poshmark. And on Poshmark, buyers are guaranteed to get what they paid for, and sellers don't have to worry about unfair ratings or misdirected packages. Poshmark handles almost all of that. And they say it's Posh protected, guaranteeing refunds to buyers if an item has undisclosed damage. So I guess it's about the authentication of all those items. But, boy, that's pretty good if you're ordering stuff from the Internet when you want to go to some place where it's easy to do, number one. But also the guarantee is in place because sometimes you can't see. Even with a photo, there may be something you can't clearly see that would make a difference as to whether you would make that purchase or not. I just got to say, to me, isn't it amazing what we can do with technology when you embrace technology? As long as it's not too much and you're not constantly on the phone. What happens when you embrace technology? Sometimes wonderful things with these crazy apps that are out there now that you can download, boom, at your fingertips. The access to more pertinent material for your life and how to weed through and find it has been amazing to watch that really leap up. While the technology on these phones leaps up and tries to keep pace with it, the demands are pretty high on the other side of it. And, of course, all of us want it now, 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 not yesterday. We didn't want what happened yesterday. We don't want it to happen too deep into the future either. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm jumping over to the other side. I'll meet you there. We're going to talk to Georgia Carroll right here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 400 pages of released FBI documents show the agency was investigating one-time Trump campaign advisor Carter Page as a possible Russian agent. As the president was tweeting away, claiming newly released documents show government misconduct at the start of the Russian interference investigation, the man at the center of them was insisting he's never been an agent of foreign power.
Never.
2016 Trump campaign foreign policy advisor Carter Page on CNN's State of the Union also insisting,
on compromising material, not one word. I was hearing about things when you were hearing about things.
President Trump tweeted about the documents. As usual, they're ridiculously heavily redacted, but confirmed with little doubt the Department of Justice and the FBI misled the courts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Excited to welcome to the show a lovely lady, Georgia Carroll, who's written a book called God's Hand Upon My Life. I love that title. And there's so much to this story. Georgia, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Glad to be on.
So let's talk about what was it that drove you to write the book in the first place?
Well, actually, my pastor, he had quite a few CDs that I purchased. And Reverend Ronald L. Bobo, Sr. And he gave one of the CDs was titled this title, God's Hand Upon My Life. He spoke about it in his sermon. And I was so inspired by his sermon about, he was saying how that if God has done anything in your life, you should be able to tell about it and to refer to it and to let other people know about it. And the more I listened to that CD, I really was inspired to start writing the book. And I just kept that up, and every time I felt inspired, I'd write something else in the book. So in 2014, I finished writing the book, and in 2015, January, the book was published.
Wow. So, I love the idea that the pastor inspired you. You just kept writing stories down. And I think that's really the crux of the book. And again, it's Georgia Carroll. She's the author of God's Hand Upon My Life. Give us one of those stories where you knew that God was in your life and you could feel it.
Yes, I could feel it and I could see it. It was very obvious to me that God's hand has always been upon my life, even as a child. And the sermon that the pastor was preaching was titled Born in the Wilderness, and he took that sermon from Joshua, the 5th chapter, the 1st to the 12th verse. And when he was reading that, he mentioned the fact that God's hand should be upon your life. So that's where I got my title from.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about, how important that title is to you because of the what you've seen in your life and how you've seen the presence of God. When you run into people, Georgia, that let's say are hurting, they're doubting, they feel lost, do you tell them about that?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I talk to, and I'm always talking to my children, and my children have experienced with me God's hand up on all of our lives. And we're constantly in conversation about the way that God has worked in our life. He's done so many wonderful things in our life, Kate. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, and when you say that and you talk about the children and everybody has struggles, what was the struggle that you got through where it seemed like, boy, this is really dark times, but we know we're going to get through it?
Well, the thing that I went through was after I received the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, I started really seeking the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, and I felt that Spirit as it's described in Acts. The book of Acts, of the speaking in tongues and the anointing of the Lord Jesus. I experienced that. And I felt such a calm, beautiful feeling upon my life. And I began to speak in tongues in a different language. And the language was so inspiring, it seemed that I could hear even the angels speaking and singing this language along with me. And I was just so inspired and so anointed until I couldn't even talk my English language. I was talking in a different tongues.
Wow, that had to be, was it, in one way, was it kind of a little bit scary and then you realized this is a powerful moment?
Well, no, I wasn't afraid because I was raised up in the Church of God in Christ. And I have always seen people speak in tongues. And the gifts of the Spirit of healing, of prophecy, have always been in my life. As a child, I was raised up in that type of setting, a spiritual setting. So when I started speaking in tongues, I knew exactly what it was. It was the Holy Spirit that was speaking through me, and it wasn't of my own doing.
Oh, and I go back to what I said a little bit about that. It had to be a very powerful still, even being raised up in the
It
church.
Was so powerful, Kate, and so overwhelming. So I just felt like I was in a different dimension.
Wow. That's a great story to tell. It really is.
Oh, it was just fantastic because when the Spirit of the Lord really entered into the room where I was praying, I felt a warm sensation, just like I was plugged into an electrical socket. You know, it was just magnifying.
Wow. Wow. And I want to remind everybody, you can pick up the book wherever books are sold, of course, Amazon, etc. It's Georgia Carroll. The book is called God's Hand Upon My Life. After you put the stories together like that, powerful experience, and you wrote the book, and then it gets published. How did people react to that? What did people say when you said, you know, I wrote a book, and I talked about how I feel, and I let the world know? What was the reaction?
Well, actually, I had so many positive reactions. As a matter of fact, one man, a counselor, told me that the book should be made into a movie. he was so inspired by the book and the things that had happened in my life that he thought the whole book should be made into a movie. And then one person told me that it was so inspiring, they just couldn't put it down.
Wow.
And another person told me that while they was reading it, when they came to the end, they wanted it to go on and on and on, you know, because they were so inspired by reading the book.
Wow.
So I've had so many positive reactions, and everyone have given me very beautiful reactions. I had one negative reaction, but that didn't matter too much because they just wanted me to get some things changed. They wanted me to have it edited. So they said they had found some mistaken words in there. So, you know, that was the only negative response that I received from one person.
That's pretty good, Georgia. In the world of books, one negative response is very, very good. I like that people said it was inspiring to them, couldn't put the book down. That's a very, very big compliment. How about your children? How did they react to reading God's Hand Upon My Life?
Oh, they were so inspired because they had been with me through all of this. And they said, Mama, you should have written even more because you've gone through so much more. They said that I should have, you know, increased it. And, you know, and my little granddaughter, Zaria, when she read the book, she said, when are you going to write another book, Granny? So she was very inspired by it, but they've all been there. And I gave out quite a few of the books. I sent books to, everybody in my family. Every close member in my family, I sent them books. And I gave out some books in the church and I sold some books. And so I had very positive responses from everybody.
So there's been positive response from people you know, and you know that there's people listening to this interview and they're inspired or they want to pick up the book. What do you hope that readers, people who don't know you, what do you hope they take from reading your book?
Well, in the main thing that I hope, after they have read my experiences where I suffered anxiety attacks, and I met people of all races that had different spirits in them, I want everybody to know that this is not only a natural world that we're living in, but it's also a spiritual world. And we are body, soul, and spirit. And our spirit wants to contact with God because God is a spirit. And so we should strive to get the knowledge of God, to be close to God, to get to know him because he's lovely, he's beautiful, he's fantastic to the superlative. I want them to get to know God. I want them to search through their lives and to give their lives to Christ if they haven't already done that. And it's so easy to do because it said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Kate.
What a perfect place to end this interview. Georgia Carroll, God's Hand Upon My Life, terrific experiences that she certainly saw through her life. You can tell. You can pick up that book at Amazon and other places where books are sold. Georgia, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you, Katie. God bless you and all my listeners. In Jesus' name.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Patrick Kolbeck, and I'm running for governor. How would you like to eliminate our state income tax and senior pension tax? Immediately, the naysayers in Lansing who live off the taxpayers' dime shout, that's impossible. Really? Michigan generates a net $10 billion from income tax annually. Michigan's budget has increased by $10 billion over the past 8 years alone. I have a practical, milestone-based plan to eliminate the state personal income tax without harming schools or public safety. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Kolbeck for governor.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now, I don't think we gave him too much Red Bull. I'm not sure about that. He is the complete opposite of many of us on the third shift who kick it into high gear a little bit later in the evening. Eric Peters is our guest, and he is a libertarian. He is self-professed libertarian gearhead. He writes about cars, energy, and freedom. Here's what I like. If you go to ericpetersautos.com, because I'm an auto freak anyway, but if you go there, man, you will learn things that will make your eyes roll around in the back of your head, including some of the stuff that we've been talking about. What is the deal with biodiesel, which is being shoved down our throat, and who is really profiting from it? He calls it the Kool-Aid of the farm lobby, and I agree. Eric, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, of course, now there's a lot of conversation about this, especially with the Iowa caucuses and all that stuff, and we're right into the thick of it. It seems like every day Hillary Clinton is in Iowa. So to be these politicians in modern times, you just is that what they do? They just, all right, look, we got to go along with biodiesel, or we got to go along with ethanol. We keep hearing about the ethanol factor, but there's not even enough plants to manufacture what we would need, right?
Well, the interesting thing is that the lobby contributes equally to both political parties, and so in that way they've got both their bases covered. It really doesn't matter from their point of view which one gets elected, because ultimately it seems to be it's their guy or perhaps their woman, depending on how things turn out.
Yeah, so when you look at renewables, what specifically bothers you the most?
Well, let's see. Let's start with, we're told often about how advantageous it is to use these renewables, but if they're so advantageous, then why does the government have to force them down our throats? I've drawn the parallel with, I like to go to Chipotle. Your listeners may like Chipotle and get a burrito or a bowl there. And Chipotle doesn't send a lobbyist to Washington to have the government carve out a subsidy for Chipotle burritos because people like them and they're willing to buy them without any coercion involved. And I wonder why that same standard doesn't apply to these biofuels. If there's such a good idea, it shouldn't be necessary for the government to be involved.
Yeah, and I would say the other thing is, if it's such a good idea, then let's let the politicians drive around only on biofuels and really push that to all their constituents, which, of course, you know that's not happening, unless it's advantageous to them and they're in the breadbasket area or they're in areas where that's being pushed because of the corn lobbies there, then that's a whole different story. So it is about the power of the purse, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a very valid point. Similarly, with regard to Obamacare and various other things that they pass, they exempt themselves from it, and that's rather telling. You know, if it's not good for the goose, it shouldn't be good for the gander. The other point that I would make is that it does cause food prices to rise, simply because a lot of the potential food that could be produced for animal or human consumption, specifically with regard to ethanol, the corn, with regard to biodiesel, soybeans, is diverted to the production of these biofuels. And as a result of that, the cost of food goes up. So we're paying more for food and we're paying more for fuel.
Yeah, beef specifically would cost more. As I know, I'm in beef land in Dallas, and then it costs more, as I was talking to a farmer the other day, it costs more to ship that too, right?
Sure, because ethanol, biodiesel, it's less energy dense, so you have to burn more of it to go the same distance. So the truckers have to spend more on fuel to get from A to B, and the stuff that they're hauling costs us more because it's cost more to produce it.
Yeah, and then here's the other part of this, Eric. What about older cars? What does that do to older cars when you're talking about using these alternatives?
Well, ethanol has been a disaster for older vehicles, which were not designed to accommodate high alcohol content fuels. Most of the ethanol that's sold right now is E10, meaning that the gas you buy is 10% ethanol. They're pushing for E15, which would be 15% ethanol, and they're also looking down the road at E85, which is 85% ethanol. Alcohol is a corrosive fuel, and if the vehicle's fuel system is not designed specifically to accommodate it, you get all kinds of problems. One of the big ones is that it attracts moisture, and moisture is a big enemy of your fuel system. It causes fuel lines to rot out, and it's in particular playing havoc with people who have marine engines and so on, and power sports, lawn equipment and what have you. It's been really, really tough on those things.
Yeah, so when we look at that all combined, and then you look at the auto industry, and if you're producing new cars, I guess it depends on what it is you're producing and where you're at. But that could be a disaster too, as well, for many in the auto industry, especially when they're in that what I call the second-hand market, when we're talking about like used cars, right?
Yeah, it's accelerating the obsolescence of the older cars because it's increasing the wear and tear on them and getting them out of the market. And the other side of the coin is that, to get back to the point about being less energy dense, your fuel efficiency goes down when you're using these fuels. And that's rather ironic because we're constantly told about how imperative it is that we get higher efficiency and more miles per gallon, and yet the government is force-feeding fuels that are less fuel efficient on the public.
Yeah. All right. I'd be remiss, Eric, if I didn't ask you this. We're speaking to Eric Peters. You can check him out at ericpetersautos.com. You know, you write about cars, and I saw a picture of you on a motorcycle. What's your favorite chariot to ride in? What do you like the best?
Cars or bikes?
Bikes.
Okay, I've got an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple, and for people who are familiar with those, in particular the H2 750 that was made in the early mid-70s, and they are are. They were known as the Widowmaker back in the day because of their power curve. And there's nothing that quite makes the sound of a Kawasaki two-stroke triple on its power curve. There are bikes today that are much faster and much quicker, but they're much more controlled. As Hunter Thompson would say, it takes a real man to ride an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple.
I love that. How do you feel about, I know you wrote about this, you know, if you go to your website, you can read all this stuff, but you wrote about the Toyota Camry Hybrid. A lot of people are talking about hybrids, and what does that mean, and should I get a hybrid, and how much does it cost to me, and what did you find with the Camry?
Well, I find, now, I think the technology is impressive and interesting, but despite all the hobbles that have been put on them by the government, you can get diesels that will do as well or better for significantly less money. With all due respect to Toyota, and I like the Camry, it's a good car, you can pick up something like a Volkswagen Jetta TDI diesel for about $5,500 less than the base price of the Camry Hybrid. And in real-world driving, and I drive these cars for a living, and so I can tell you from personal experience, you will match the mileage of the hybrid, in particular if you drive a lot on the highway, which most people tend to do, for less money with less hassle. So I'm very impressed with some of the diesel cars that are on the market right now.
Yeah. When you go out, because obviously, you know, you ride a lot, and if you're on your bike, do you have a favorite route that you take?
Yeah, I live out here in the sticks of rural southwest Virginia, and there's a road just down the road from me called Bent Mountain, and it's a series of S-turns that goes about 2-3 miles from about 1,500 feet at the valley floor all the way up to about 3,000 feet in that relatively short distance, and it's the finest test track you'll find on the East Coast, in my opinion.
Wow. So, you know, I said this in the beginning, too, mixing in the politics of the libertarian bent. When you look at the fact that on Thursday we got 10 people on a stage of the Republican debate, is there anyone in that crowd that you like?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. You know, it's really kind of daunting and sad to look at that field and not find anybody that's really simpatico. And the reason, as a libertarian, that's the case is I'm not looking to tell anybody what to do. I would just like to leave everybody alone and ask the same in return.
Yep.
And unfortunately, none of those guys are willing to do that.
Yeah, it looked like Rand Paul, you know, initially, when Rand Paul jumped into the Senate, it looked like he was going in that direction, but now that's switched, I think.
I think so, too, unfortunately. Of course, you know, on the other side of the fence, it's none too appealing either.
Yeah, so then what do you do? I mean, it comes down to this. I say this all the time because I'm always pushing for the third party. But, you know, when it comes to voting, do you just say, well, I got to sit this out because how can I, who am I voting for?
Well, there's lots of arguments to be made on that, but one of them that I think is pretty persuasive is by just withdrawing your consent. They desperately need the illusion, if not the actuality, of consent. That is the idea that most people have supported one or the other candidates, but when you break it down, particularly at the presidential level, what is it, something like about half the eligible voter pool votes, so that's about 50%, and then the winner typically wins by about 25%. So you've got a relatively small minority of the actual eligible voters who actually wind up selecting the president. So despite all the talk about democracy, majority rule, in fact, the minority rules.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And if you, like you said, if you do the math, it's simple math, then you realize what's really happening. Yeah,
exactly.
Really, really, really sad. Fun to talk to you, though, Eric Peters. Thanks for hanging late with us. And again, check him out at ericpetersautos.com. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye-bye. And nothing to see. Sometimes I feel like something is gone here. Something is wrong here.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious.
wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.